When you move into a new neighborhood, there's an adjustment period. There's no question about it for anybody that's out there. Mm-hmm. Stephanie has moved into my town now, and you're having strange experiences with neighbors out there.
Big adjustment period. Yeah, apparently in your neighborhood, people just knock on your door and ask for money.
Yeah, people all are crazy. Day. Star 99.9, Anna and Raven. So what happened, to be clear? By the way, Stephanie does not live on my street. Right. She lives a couple miles from my house.
This isn't
she
Raven live in the going same up town.
Right, I'm not there. So what has been going on?
Every single day I get this kid knocking on our door asking for money.
Okay.
And well-dressed kid.
So he just asks for money?
Right.
He doesn't try and sell you anything, sign you up for anything?
One day it was his birthday, and then the rest of the time it's like, can I rake your leaves, but I don't have a rake?
Wait. So kids in the neighborhood asking for chores to do is one thing.
And he doesn't live in the neighborhood. Like, I don't know where he lives.
All right, but before we figure out that he doesn't live in the neighborhood, so one day he just showed up and asked you for money for his birthday.
Right. It's my birthday. Can I have some money?
How old is he?
He's got to be like 19, 20, maybe.
That's not a kid. That's an adult. Once you can vote or sign up for the armed services, that's an adult. You don't get the kid benefit. I mean, if he was 8 years old looking for $5 on his birthday, I might be inclined to give it
Please,
to him.
No.
And even then, I'd be like, it's crazy. Where's your mother?
Right.
So how do you know that he's not from your neighborhood? You never see him unless he shows up at the door looking for money?
I just see him knocking on everyone's door.
So it's not just you?
No, it's not just me. It's the whole neighborhood.
Wow. So this actually went second level for you one day, right? What happened?
Right. So my husband was home, so we finally answered the door.
So you had other times that he was just out there knocking that you didn't answer the door?
No. I don't answer the door to strangers. Okay. Come on. Safety first.
Smart enough. Right.
Good call. So my husband answers the door, and the kid's like, well, can I have some money? I'll do some raking. I don't have a rake. I'll go get one, though.
Okay.
Look, we don't even... We just got a couch, okay? Right. We're sleeping on a mattress on the floor. We don't have cash.
And you're not paying attention to your yard yet either, right?
We have so many other things to do. So we give him some change. We say, can you go on your way? Mm-hmm. And he gives my husband some lip. So my husband's like, hey, man, like, I don't know, get a job.
I just hooked you up. Right.
Right. We gave you some change.
See your husband saying, get a job.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So he goes and I guess he suckers another neighbor into it.
Uh-huh.
And so he's raking leaves. And like 10 minutes later, he comes back.
Yep.
And he says, look, I rake the neighbor's yard. We look at the neighbor's yard. It is not raked.
It's not raked.
I can tell you it's not raked.
The job has not been finished.
Not done.
Okay.
I raked it. I think I did a good job. He won't give me the money. Can I borrow yours? After he yelled at us, can I borrow your cell phone to call the cops on the neighbor? And we're like, no.
Wait a minute. So he wants the police to come over and settle his dispute about lawn care that he elected.
Right. With our neighbor. We don't know him. And he just yelled at us. We're not giving him money.
I love it.
Right.
So did you call the police?
No. We were like, we can't get involved. The neighbor ends up calling the police because the kid won't stop ringing his doorbell. Police show up. Even better, police watch the kid rake the yard.
They finish what? They watch him finish raking the yard.
They don't watch him finish. So they leave, settle the dispute.
Yep.
The owner of the house, older guy, comes out, takes the rake from the kid, starts showing the kid, this is how you do it.
And what did the kid do? Did the kid end up finishing the job?
Kind of, now I need to
know whether or not he finished and got the money.
Right, so he finishes, gets the money, leaves in a huff, and now it's not every day he's ringing doorbells. It's like maybe like every 3 days.
But he's been back to your house since then.
He has been back to my house since then.
Oh, that's so strange. Right. All right, we want to know the strange thing that's going on in your neighborhood. 1-800-330-9999. It's 1-800-330-9999. What strange thing is going on in your neighborhood? I've got one for you. We were discussing the strange things going on in the neighborhood. Stephanie moving in the neighborhood. She's got a kid, keeps showing up at the door asking for money.
Mm.
Right. Ask all the other neighbors for money. By the way, not a kid. He's not like 18 or 19,
He's an adult.
Right. And when you don't pay him for the landscaping work that he actually hasn't done on the yard, he wants to call the police.
Right. Come on.
Strange world we live in.
Say what you will. Police deal with some of the strangest things on a daily basis. What's going on? What is the strange thing going on in your neighborhood, Christian?
My next door neighbor and his 20-year-old son love to have all-out brawls in the front yard.
Oh, that's not very nice.
I love it.
See, I'll give you a recent example.
Okay, all right.
Christmas lights. Setting up the Christmas lights.
Yeah.
Both of them are doing it. Lo and behold, a fight ensues.
Uh-uh.
And before you know it, they're using everything in their yard, like the candy cane. The father's chasing the son with the candy cane.
Wait a minute.
I'm serious.
How old is this kid?
He's like 20.
Okay, so I mean, he's a young man. He can handle himself, too.
Right.
If they have this history of fighting all the time, why would they try and do the decorations? Christmas decorations can be stressful,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah.
It's like trying to rope the father in with the Christmas lights. Like,
get over here.
Like, it's wild. It's like a WWE match.
You know, I've seen this same type of thing on National Geographic. Lions do this, all right? They fight for, you know, control of the pride, that type of thing.
Dominance.
Big lions will eat small lions. Oh. And apparently this is what's going on in your neighbor's yard.
It's unbelievable.
1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven, we want to know, what is the crazy thing going on in your neighborhood? Stephanie has just recently moved into my neighborhood, and we're talking about the crazy things that go on in neighborhoods here. So Christian had a father-son duo attack each other with Christmas lights just a couple days ago.
That's
on
right.
The neighbor's front lawn.
Spirit of the season.
Yeah, never set up holiday lights when you have a history of fighting together, because you know that's going to be tense. Mm-hmm. Star 99.9, Anna and Raven in the morning. Stephanie still has somebody that keeps showing up to her door looking for money. This is not a kid offering to rake leaves. It's a 19-year-old who shows up well-dressed.
With fresh sneakers.
Right, who just demands money to do lawn care that he never actually completes.
No.
And then he wants your phone to call the police on other neighbors that have not paid him for a job he has not done. I want to make sure I've got all those details
straight. You have them straight, yes.
In my neighborhood, one thing that I've seen here that has been crazy, and this house continues to now be empty at this point. In my old neighborhood here, the neighbor's house was completely renovated. I'm talking about $80,000, $90,000. They completely renovated the house, tore it apart, did the siding, did all sorts of stuff, the roof, everything for the owner's nephew. And then over the next 3 months, it was once again deconstructed and stripped because the nephew was selling everything just as quickly as it was nailed down. So they would come and do the work during the day. And then at a certain point, they were like, okay, it's just about ready for you to move in. They stopped showing up. He was supposed to do the rest of the work. What did he do? He came and he started tearing things off the house and selling them on the street.
No. Wow. Oh,
swear
wow.
to God.
Cover of darkness.
Swear to God. That was when I was like, we need cameras like today.
Yes.
We need a security system set up like right now. 1-800-330-9999. What is the crazy thing that's going on in your neighborhood?
Hi, my neighborhood. So this is something that I've seen every day. She has a car, and then she always parks his car next to my house and ask for money, but not only me, and ask for money like her car don't have gas, and then he would give her like the money for gas, and then she's going to come tomorrow for the same thing.
Wait a minute. So every day your neighbor asks for gas money?
Yes, because she say that, I'm going somewhere, but I'm out of gas, so I just need some change so I could fill up the car. She comes like every other day. One day, she asked me twice, just one day.
I mean, you can't fill your gas tank with loose change.
No.
55 cents doesn't get you very far nowadays.
She used the same story. Every other day, the same story.
What is
the same story?
So the story is she just has to go to the store.
No, the story is she want to fill up the car.
She wants to fill up the car. Money. I mean, that's not a story. That's a statement, sir. And you need to flatly refuse that statement. Thank you for the call. Have a great morning.
Okay, thank you.
Crazy neighbor stories. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.